In today's hyper-connected world, a single system failure can cascade into catastrophic consequences. Whether it's a hospital's patient management system going offline during emergencies, or a financial platform exposing millions of customer records, the line between security and reliability has become increasingly blurred. Both are invisible when functioning properly, yet their absence can be devastating. This fundamental insight forms the cornerstone of building truly resilient digital systems. Security and reliability aren't separate concerns, but deeply interconnected disciplines that together create user trust. Consider Google's 2012 incident that perfectly illustrates this intersection. When an email about a Wi-Fi password change overwhelmed an internal password manager, recovery efforts were complicated by security measures requiring hardware modules stored in safes. The outage persisted as engineers struggled with physical security controls, eventually drilling open a safe, only to discover the smart card was simply inserted incorrectly. Security measures designed to protect had actually impeded recovery, a classic example of how these disciplines can work against each other without thoughtful integration. Security threats come from motivated adversaries, ranging from thrill-seeking hackers to nation-state actors conducting espionage. The case of North Korean operative Park Jin-hyuk demonstrates this spectrum, conducting financial attacks, coercing Sony Pictures, and compromising infrastructure for intelligence. Attack sophistication rarely predicts success, as adversaries favor simple, cost-effective methods. A basic phishing email often proves as effective as complex firmware exploits. This means organizations must defend against both sophisticated and simple attack vectors. Resilience requires preventing failures through thoughtful system design. Defense in depth establishes multiple defensive perimeters that limit attacker visibility and complicate exploitation. The Trojan horse story illustrates how layered security could disrupt attacks at multiple stages, from deployment through compromise. Google's App Engine exemplifies defense in depth in practice. Its protective layers include replacing built-in APIs with safe versions, blocking user-supplied compiled bytecode, implementing runtime auditing for memory corruption, and adding sandboxing to filter system calls. Each layer compensates if others fail. When systems face resource shortages or sudden request spikes, they should degrade gracefully rather than collapse chaotically. This requires identifying the total costs of individual operations and determining when these costs are incurred. Computing resources consumed by failing operations become unavailable to other operations, an effect multiplied by aggressive client retries during outages. Imagine a search engine under heavy load. Rather than crashing completely, it might temporarily disable advanced features like spelling correction or personalized results, ensuring users still receive basic search functionality. Similarly, a social media platform might disable comment posting during attacks while still allowing content viewing. These degraded modes maintain core functionality while shedding computationally expensive features. The key insight is that not all system functions are equally critical. By identifying essential services and designing systems to prioritize them under stress, organizations can maintain acceptable user experiences even during significant disruptions. This approach requires both technical implementation and clear business decisions about which functions are truly essential. All complex systems eventually fail, creating tension between security and reliability needs. While reliability demands quick rollbacks to stable states, security requires preventing rollbacks to vulnerable versions after patches. Security version numbers, SVNs, resolve this by implementing a minimum security threshold, allowing rollbacks to known safe states while preventing returns to vulnerable versions. This creates a one-way ratchet that maintains both security and recovery flexibility. Emergency access mechanisms are crucial when normal system interactions fail. Google's approach exemplifies best practices by distributing critical services geographically with dedicated emergency networks and tiered recovery procedures, enabling local recovery even during global outages. Code inevitably contains bugs, but common security vulnerabilities can be avoided by using hardened frameworks and libraries designed for resilience. Security and reliability must be accounted for from the earliest design phases, as retrofitting these features after launch is painful and less effective. This shift-left approach helps teams identify and remediate vulnerabilities earlier in the development lifecycle. Language choice significantly impacts project security. Memory safety issues account for approximately 70% of all security vulnerabilities, according to Microsoft's research. Using languages with higher-level memory management, like Java or Go, rather than C++, can eliminate entire classes of vulnerabilities by default. Rust has emerged as a compelling alternative that provides memory safety guarantees while maintaining C-like performance. Frameworks provide another powerful strategy for reusing proven building blocks in sensitive areas: authentication, authorization, logging, and distributed system communication. SQL injection and cross-site scripting vulnerabilities can be effectively addressed through framework-level mitigations that make it impossible to mix user input with code by design. Modern ORMs and template systems enforce these separations automatically, preventing entire classes of vulnerabilities. While engineering practices are essential, they only succeed when the entire organization embraces a culture of security and reliability. Organizations with healthy cultures integrate these considerations early in project life cycles, rather than retrofitting them later. They encourage discussions about security during design phases and throughout implementation, with automation, frameworks, and language guidance helping developers avoid common vulnerabilities without introducing friction. Strong review cultures encourage everyone to consider their role in approving changes that affect security and reliability, including multi-party authorization reviews, peer code reviews, and configuration change reviews. These reviews should include security-specific checklists, threat modeling sessions for significant changes, and regular security architecture reviews. Organizations must balance security with innovation by embracing deliberate risk-taking rather than defaulting to a culture of no. When security teams collaborate with product teams, they can build trust and create secure yet innovative products. Using strategies like error budgets allows for controlled risk-taking by permitting failures up to predetermined limits while still maintaining overall system reliability targets. Building secure and reliable systems is not a destination, but a continuous journey requiring constant vigilance. As technology evolves and new threats emerge, our approaches must adapt accordingly. Organizations must establish formal processes for monitoring emerging threats, evaluating new security standards, and updating defensive strategies. By embracing defense in depth, least privilege, and understandability principles, organizations create systems that remain resilient in the face of both accidental failures and deliberate attacks. This requires ongoing investment in tools, training, and processes that support both security and reliability objectives. In our increasingly interconnected digital landscape, security and reliability are two sides of the same coin, both essential to creating systems that users can depend on. The most successful organizations recognize that these disciplines aren't separate concerns, but complementary aspects of the same fundamental goal: building systems worthy of users' trust. This integrated approach represents the future of system design in an increasingly complex and threat-filled digital world.